Introduction. Communism is an evil, demonic religion, and it has infected America to its bones. It will tear this nation apart if it is not driven from our shores. America is on the verge of defeat, brothers and sisters. As a nation, she is unrecognizable from what she was a century ago, what she was a decade ago, a year ago, yesterday. The ideals, principles, and foundations that once made her the envy of the free world have been eroded to the point of non-existence. All that remains is for a gentle push to send her over the edge. Picture in your mind a person who has damaging information against the Clintons and is teetering on the edge of a cliff with Hillary in a three-point stance behind them. That's America right now. I wish I could tell you that our nation stands at a crossroad, that things could go either way and the future of the country is up in the air. But that's not the case. America chose a path long ago. Now we stand within sight of the journey's dark end. You no doubt see it every day on your television screens, in the news you read, in the entertainment you consume, in the incessant jabbering of the wildebeests on The View, in the syllabus your son or daughter brings home from school. You can practically taste it in the air around you, a bitter cocktail of divisiveness, self-hatred, perpetual victimhood, and degeneracy. All the while, there has been someone leading the way. For generations, he's been guiding us. Sometimes he operates in the shadows, while at others he works in the open. He seduces us, gently taking our hands and whispering in our ears stories of a better tomorrow. He threatens us, shouting about the end of the world and warning of impending doom if we stray from the path. Worst of all, he deceives us, clouding our judgment with lies and making false promises he never intends to keep. He is the communist. But Jesse, I already hear you asking, are our political enemies really communists, or are you just being dramatic? I assure you that I'm not being dramatic. The enemy we face are really communists, and, as I will demonstrate, they are just as devoted to this dangerous religion as their forebears in the Soviet Union or their contemporaries in the People's Republic of China. So where is he leading us, and how will America's journey finally end if we allow the communists to remain our guide? Well, let me answer that question with a few uncomfortable questions of my own. Would you line up your husband or wife against a wall and shoot them? Would you shove the bodies of your parents into an unmarked mass grave? Would you sit down with your family and decide which one of you must be killed and eaten so the rest may survive? Probably not. I mean, I hope not. If you would, perhaps consider putting this book down and seeking some professional help. But if you're anything like me, the very thought of doing any of those things horrifies you. Maybe the suggestion has already caused you to chuck this book across the room. But as unthinkable as all that might be, you'd better listen to my warning, because what I'm about to tell you is true. The communist would do all those things. Time and again, he has done all those things, and worse. Worse still, he has no misgivings about making you do them. The communist is the height of evil. He is walking death. I know this because I understand history. I understand what he is capable of, and as we speak, he is all around us. I'm hoping to pass on that understanding to you in the chapters ahead. I want you to understand why the communist is evil, how history demonstrates his depravity beyond the shadow of a doubt, and how he is currently operating in our midst. People ask me all the time if they should be afraid. The answer to that question is yes. You should be very afraid. However, you should know that there is hope. We don't have to sit idly by and continue to act as spectators of America's destruction. The communist is not invincible. In the chapters that follow, I will outline not only the challenges we face, but the specific steps you can take to defeat the communist. But we must act, and we must act now. Let us begin.